It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Thousands of high school and middle school students in our area walked out on their schools today for 17 minutes to raise awareness for public safety and what's perceived as a lack of movement by politicians after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, 1 month ago today. The students joined today's day of protest, which took place all over the country. Amazing photos and videos show empowered students pushing back on an issue that seems to be hard to solve politically. Now, what will this do? Not sure, but it's assuring that students are learning early that this is their country, too. The big march on Washington is coming up on the 24th. I will say this has been very impressive. And almost on cue, gunfire was reported on Northwestern's Evanston campus today, forcing the university to go into lockdown. It turned out to be a hoax, but it wasn't a hoax for a long while for students, teachers, and parents alike. But still, a prank. And it's a prank called swatting, which is when someone calls in a threat to get the SWAT team to show up for laughs. I mean, I guess that definition makes sense, and I'm glad that definition of swatting wasn't something dirty. Thought it was going to be when I saw it show up on Twitter. But also, is this the biggest school walkout in Chicago history? Not so fast. The great Wet Moser in Chicago Magazine reminds us when 200,000 students walked out for civil rights back in 1963. Interesting. Also today, some people are angry that this political statement was being made on public property, especially if teachers were involved. Is it political? Yeah, the kids made a political statement that they believe that no one is fixing a problem, gun violence and school shootings in this country. But what makes it capital P political? Can't we just assume that if Republicans came up with the best plan to stop mass shootings in their tracks, that the kids would rejoice? Or Democrat or Independent or Green Party? What do we have? Why do we always have to assume that it's driven by left, right, liberal, conservative politics? It's not about politics. It's about lobbying politics and the money that goes into our system to stop lawmakers from doing anything to fix this particular issue. And I'd like to be the first to say right now that it would be an awesome time for compromise, right? How about a bill that heightens armed security at schools and you pair it with a ban on certain weapons? Why not try that right now? Because anyone who determines that today will pass obviously doesn't realize that they will be passed over when this generation gets to the polls. You know, you're a week away from the election when the local newspaper goes all in and get all investigative about a candidate and his taxes. In this case, the target, again, is Democrat frontrunner J.B. Pritzker, who reportedly offshore some of his cash to avoid paying taxes. No way! That can't be! The billionaire Pritzker does that? What? Ouch. Although Rauner has done similar things in the past as well. But the past is not the now, and the now is that Pritzker is an out-of-touch billionaire. Will this affect primary voters? Maybe. But probably a moot point if he wins the primary to take on Rauner. It'll just be a big argument at the debate. You use Grey Poupon. No, you use Grey Poupon. And then Phil Ponce will follow up with, which one of you uses Grey Poupon more? That's what it'll be. It's happening right now. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson looks to be lying or covering up his involvement in buying extremely expensive dining room furniture on taxpayer dime. When it was first discovered, Carson said he didn't know about it and he doesn't make the decisions. And then the emails were made public and he did know about it and he did make the decision. What's up? Listen, I get it. When I get a new couch or TV and it's expensive, I'm the first guy to try and act like it wasn't. Oh, no, this couch, I got it half off. Yeah, it's got a huge stain on the back. Nobody saw it. I got $500 back. It's great. Doesn't it make me cooler? Did you think that I didn't buy this expensive couch? Maybe that's all Carson was doing. Think about it. Or he was just doing what his boss does and deny, deny, and deny until everyone just gives up. A Democrat in suburban Pittsburgh wins the election, special election for U.S. House seat, regardless of what the outcome's going to be. At least that's what think pieces are telling me today. The age-old, this is the president's fault, or the president must be humiliated, storylines that are being dusted off. Fear not, Trump supporters. They do this every time. Tea Party, anybody? Obama seemed to be humiliated every 2.5 months, if you bought the line from Newsweek and other places. Toys R Us is telling employees that they're going to be out of work and likely to close up shop for good, liquidating. Oh, I'm fine with this news, but I worry about all those Toys R Us kids. United Airlines, wow, what's going on? First, they killed a dog by putting it in an overhead bin. They said they're sorry. Now they may have accidentally flown a dog from Kansas to Japan. Accidentally? I mean, first it was people, now it's dogs. I mean, who else does United Airlines hate? Come on.
Want to get a divorce? We have a plan for you.
In weather? Yeah. It's fine today. In sports, the Bears keep adding players to the mix. Today, backup QB Chase Daniel was signed for depth. So is that it? Where are we? What I do know is that Jeremy Maclin and Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, were released today. And we should get both of those players in Chicago. Then I'd feel like this free agent haul was a success. Right now, second string tight ends, speedy slot receivers that are barely on the field, and backup quarterbacks don't make me tingle with excitement. Allen Robinson, sure. But go get those two players I just mentioned and maybe another defensive lineman, then I feel otherwise. The Bears officially released Mike Glennon, Marcus Cooper, and Marcus Wheaton today. The Bears' official Twitter misspelled Marcus Wheaton's name, which tells you how bad his season was. No word on tight end Deion Sims yet. The Sox sent down a few players today, including Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease. This is interesting. So both of their springs are over. So much for any of the youngsters breaking camp. Everyone is back in the minors. There's still a decision to make in center field between Jacob May and Adam Engel. The Sox will still are working on who's going to pitch. Michael Kopech and Carson Fulmer are still in play. We'll see if those other guys are on the roster on opening day. My bet is that both those pitchers, Fulmer and Kopech, start in the minors. That's my guess. The Bulls did what they had to do last night, losing to the Clippers at the UC. This is the reverse Golden State Warriors. The Bulls have to go on a losing streak to get the best possible opportunity for the draft next year. Because if the season ended today and they didn't get Derrick Rose lucky with the lottery, they'll be picking 8th or 9th. What? That's not good enough for the pain that was inflicted on fans this year. No way. Top 5 or nothing, right? So get the losing. Who cares what the NBA league office says? You should be more concerned about what the fans are saying right now. Oh, and they're saying, Bulls tickets? Nah, I'm good. An 8th pick is not going to get me showing up to the United Center. And finally tonight, Stephen Hawking died yesterday. He was 76 years old, known to many because he was able to explain space, time, and physics in a very human way while talking through a computer because he had ALS. That's amazing and inspiring and also completely humbling since I couldn't tell you anything about how space works and I still hadn't figured out talk to text on my phone. He was a man who lived beyond his capabilities and he once said, however difficult life may seem, there's always something you can do and succeed at. It matters that you just don't give up. A good quote for a historic day. Rest in peace, up in the stars. That's the carry out for March 14, 2018. It's National Pie Day, so in honor of that, we have mathematical equations scribbled on all of our apple pie. Don't worry, the marker, it's hypoallergenic. I think, not sure. It's a Sharpie. Coming up, A.D. Quigg and Heather Sharone from the Daily Line here to break down all the stuff that's happening right before our primary election coming up Tuesday. At 8 o'clock, David Greising and Andy Shaw will be here to talk about the Better Government Association. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.